This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
One governor on the show yesterday and another governor on the show today. Tim Pawlenty on with us yesterday. You can podcast that. And now the governor I've probably interviewed more than any other governor, and for some silly reason he continues to come on with me. Arnie Carlson is kind enough to join us on the day the Gophers, by the way, as you know, are going to play Iowa.
Just, you bet your life. That ought to be a good one.
Let's make some news here. How about you announce that you want your old job back and you're running for governor this year? Let's go.
I'm having enough trouble walking, let alone running.
Okay. Let's jump into it, because part of the reason why I've interviewed you so many times while you were governor and after is you are a straight shooter and your comments resonate with millions in this state. Do you believe Tim Walz made the right decision yesterday when he said he was out, he's not running for re-election?
Absolutely the right decision. No question about it. Yes.
How come?
Well, Minnesota is in trouble, and it needs full-time leadership. It needs good management. What I would suggest to the governor is that he do two things. Right now, trust in government is at an all-time low. Only 17% of Americans trust their government. That's frightening. And 85% of Americans do not believe that elected officials care what they think. So we see enormous separation between the public, regardless of whether it be Republican or Democrat, but an enormous separation between the public and their elected officials. And that bridge has got to be built so that we get back. And that means, one, we want competency and we want honesty. And we're in trouble in both in Minnesota. So if I were to advise the governor, I would advise him, one, but when the session opens in February, and use it as a time to heal, as a time to make some proposals that are going to bring Minnesota. I would love to see him resurrect a program that was started by Governor Wendell Anderson back in the 1970s called LEAP, the Loaned Executives Action Program, whereby you ask corporations, ask businesses to lend their talent to the state to see if we can't improve on our efficiency, our goal setting, and accountability, so that we can avoid in the future problems like the fraud that's going on right now. The second thing is to deal with the lack of honesty in our state system. And by that I mean the University of Minnesota put out a report, a study of the state legislature in 2021, and it was ignored. The headline on that study was Money Matters at the Minnesota State Legislature, and went on to talk about the special favors that were granted to wealthy donors over public policy, including the opportunity to shape legislation. That's stunning. It's corrupt and it's illegal, and it must end right now. If he can just do those two things, he will have done a lot to get Minnesota back to where it belongs. And then he can go on and talk about the need for long-term financial planning so we don't bump from an $18 billion surplus to a minus $3 billion deficit, and how we're going to improve delivery of services at a time when we have slow population growth in Minnesota. That's an enormous challenge. I know that he recognizes it, and now he's got to bring in people from academia, from the nonprofit sector, and from the business sector, and ask for some help on how we can improve our planning mechanism in Minnesota.
Let's talk about the fraud story in particular. These numbers are enormous.
Right.
They're awful. They're indefensible. You are one of very few people I could talk to today who sat in that chair, who knows what it's like to oversee this large state government. There was an extraordinary amount of money that was funneled to state after state because of COVID, but no other state has had this level of fraud when Joe Thompson, who has an extraordinary amount of credibility with me, is talking about potentially $9 billion. I don't believe in any way he has accepted enough accountability. I'm not suggesting he has to be in charge of every specific thing, but I want much more out of him. I wanted people fired. I didn't want him chasing the story. I want him to be ahead of the story more. You lived it. What bothers you most about how he has acted or reacted to this fraud story?
All of the things that you mentioned. It has been not just poorly handled. It's been atrociously handled. It goes back to 2011. When the legislative auditor gave the first warning that your audit control systems are inadequate and insufficient. That was 2011. Now, I don't know who reads audits over on the state government, but it appears nobody reads them. It was repeated in 2012 and repeated and repeated and repeated and totally ignored. So that's gross mismanagement, just across the board. You would think the Department of Management would read a financial audit and certainly read the management letter that we're in, you know, red flags are waving. I don't know how they could ignore it. So one, that's why I recommend bringing in business executives to make sure that we have the competency level in our management system. Obviously we don't, otherwise we wouldn't have had the frauds. So what do we do to restore that competency? And I think that LEAP program by Wendell Anderson is something that we should do at least every 10 years.
This is the former governor of the state, Arne Carlson, who's joined us many, many times over the years, back with us here on CCO. Arne, there are many folks, let's be honest, almost all of them have been opponents of the governor throughout, but there are many of these folks right now who think he should resign, who don't believe he should finish his term. What do you say to those folks?
I say absolutely not. I think it's imperative that he finish out. There's no indication that his lieutenant governor is any more competent than he is. That's not the point. The point is he is the governor. He has an opportunity by getting rid of his political ambitions to focus, if you will, on better management. And again, I don't mean to harp on it, but go back to business. Businesses knows how to run a management system. Ask for their help and start to listen to their advice. Bring in Judy Randall. She was the one who blew the whistle as legislative auditor. Ask her to help improve the audit systems, the audit controls in our management system. Ask for help. That's what we need. We don't have we've never had a single president or a single governor that was expert in management. We've had a lot that were pretty good. Elmer Anderson may have been the best trained in management of any governor in our state's history. But even then, you always need help. The problem is too many political leaders don't ask for help. Building partnerships, that's what Wendell Anderson did so well. He knew that he knew exactly what he didn't know and went out and sought from the private sector the talent that he needed to properly run a state. And that's why Time magazine in 1973 featured the governor of Minnesota, Wendell Anderson, on the cover, and then under it was the quality of life in Minnesota and the state that works. Wow, we've come a long way from that.
Yeah, we certainly have the wrong way. Now, we've talked before, even before the fraud story, you've had your differences with the governor. Okay,
right.
I want to give you a chance for folks who aren't familiar to tell people, a man who you have praised before, but as his administration has continued, you found more differences. Where in particular, pre-fraud, were you most bothered by actions either the governor directly or the administration itself?
Well, for the better part of 7 years, my colleagues and I, both from both parties, have been writing commentaries that have been published throughout the state, citing the concern for a comprehensive water study. And the Minnesota medical community has been petitioning state government year after year after year to include health as a requirement before a mining permit is given out. Walter Mondale was the first public official that I know of that blew the whistle on the dangers of what is called sulfite mining. This is a mining process that releases sulfuric acid, which releases arsenic and mercury into our water. And right now there are permits for two foreign entities to come into Minnesota, engage in sulfite mining, and there has never, ever been in history a single successful sulfite mine that didn't poison the environment around them. And yet our legislature and the governor refuse to put in a health requirement to protect the people of Minnesota. And everything points to the power of money in politics. We've got to get it out. And that's why I want to abolish the right of legislative caucuses to raise money. The University of Minnesota blew the whistle on it. They're absolutely correct. Not a single elected official has denied the accuracy of their study, so let's abolish it.
This is the 37th governor of the state of Minnesota, Arne Carlson, with us here on CCO. The governor, in a fiery, defiant speech today, was highly, highly critical of the president in many ways, including homeland security descending upon the state, feeling like he's open war with the administration, saying he's the only governor who's faced a war against the federal government. When you hear the governor making those comments, how do you react?
Well, he's certainly in a very tough position. I do not envy that. I think the best thing to do is to take a page from the new mayor of New York, who summoned or set up a meeting with the president, and they had a pretty good session. I'm not going to suggest that a meeting with Donald Trump is going to go all that well, but it's certainly worth a try. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You don't want to be the recipient of bullets being fired by the president of the United States, regardless of what you think of him. So something has to be done to lower the temperature and lower the controversy. Now, Governor Walz has agreed not to run again. That certainly should make the president happy. So I think having the governor set up a meeting with the president would be helpful and see what they can do to work out some kind of a truce, because it's a disgrace for the president of the United States to ever declare war on a state.
So let me ask you this, though, because I do remember a pretty fiery Arne Carlson as governor and one who didn't suffer slings and arrows much without a response. You were fully capable of that. Let's just use the example that the governor mentioned today that I've called out for weeks since it, in a disgusting fashion, popped up on the lowest level of social media, where individuals are somehow affixing credibility to Vance Belter and his manifesto. This is the psychopath who tried to kill the Hoffmans, killed the Hortmans, who knows how many others, and in the manifesto with zero credibility, no basis of fact, suggested that Tim Walz told him to kill his good friend, Melissa Hortman. The president of the United States is retweeting that. He's pushing that out there, something that is vile, something I know you don't stand for. At time, and again, the governor called that out repeatedly, called for Republicans to criticize it. On that part of his conversation, I agree with 100%. When you see the president at this low level, could you meet with him then face to face when he's basically accusing you of orchestrating the murder of a good friend of yours? It's hard to meet with somebody who treats people that way and doesn't care about it and doesn't worry about the implications.
Yeah, as distasteful as it may be and as reprehensible as the conduct of the president is, I would still urge a meeting. As a matter of fact, that makes the meeting all that more urgent. We're dealing here with a very dangerous president. There's no question about it. And there's no easy solution to quote the problem. But I would definitely do all I can to try to meet with the president and try to agree on some kind of an agenda to lower the temperature. If the federal government wants to come in and review the audit system at the state of Minnesota, that's fine. Do it. Let's do it in a professional way. And it'll be good for Governor Walz to call up some of the business leaders to also be part of a team that works with the federal government. So you get a buffer zone between Trump and Walz and have some business leaders there that are knowledgeable of how systems work and how good management can be affected and see if they can't negotiate. But you got to lower the temperature. Well, what's next? I mean, when does it end? And this is a mud fight that's out of control.
Yeah, which is, if you listen to the governor, you believe him, that's part of the reason why he's stepping away. You still have your fastball. Your razor sharp. It's always a pleasure when you come on. How is the weather where you're at? Is it a little bit nicer in Minnesota right now?
Oh, it's beautiful, I'll tell you. I've got arthritis, so it's wonderful to be down here. We just got back from the swimming pool. I know a lot of Minnesotans are going to be envious of that, but I love it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, we're going to be riveted tonight to that Iowa game. I think the job that Medved has done in bringing the Gophers back is marvelous. It's not to say we're going to have a great season. I don't think we will. But it is to say we're going to be in the game, and we got a lot of good talent returning next year, and with some good freshmen coming in and some good talent from the portal, I think we're going to have a very, very competitive program in the future.
He's the real deal. In fact, we're trying to get him on tomorrow, and we're hopeful that around this
good
time.
Good idea. Well, yeah. let's hope. If he beats Iowa, then, oh, my gosh, we have something to really celebrate.
Arnie, thank you so much. Enjoy your week.
Delighted. Thank you.
Arnie Carlson, right here on CCO. Okay. React to what the former governor had to say. Also, react to what Tim Walz had to say. We carried the whole thing live on here. Fiery, defiant. Federal government declared war against me. If you think I'm going to resign over my dead body, talked about decisive and quick action and went after Donald Trump over and over and over again, saying, hey, there's 2,000 agents from Homeland Security today. Are they coordinating? Nope. That they're coming after us. He's right that when they come out and they're cutting more funds to five states, of course the five states are Democrats in charge. Mississippi, huge fraud story going on right now. Is the president going after Mississippi anyway? Of course not. If you suck up to him, you're in good standing. What do you want to say? Because where Tim Walz is incredibly right, and this is a person who said from day one when he announced he shouldn't run again, and I've called him out over and over and over and over again on fraud. But if you don't have the human capacity to call out evil and vile when he is reposting on True Social the lunatic rantings of a psychopath, Vance Belter, and Belter's manifesto suggesting Tim Walz killed Melissa Hortman, if you can't call that out, what the bleep is wrong with you? Honestly, be a Republican. Believe in policy. How about decency? React. Let's go. 651-461-9226.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's jump in. Callers lined up. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Jamie, in about 10. Barbara hung up? Oh.
She hung up on
Barbara,
us.
We're going to go to Barbara. She's convinced. You talked to her. Tell people what was going on.
She believes that everything you said at the end was wrong and that Trump putting out the
what is it? Retruth. Is that
truth? I don't know.
Truther?
Putting it out led to Governor Walz jumping out. He's absolutely going to resign before he even finishes his term. And she believes that absolutely Governor Walz ordered the assassination of Melissa Hortman.
I don't think you're stable if you believe it. Let's just give options. You're not stable, you're not smart, you're such an ideologue, or you're evil. Anything else?
I think that just about covers it.
Okay. I'll say it again. If the election was today and he was still in the race and it was Chris Maddow or Tim Walz, I'd vote for Chris Maddow. I said right away, he shouldn't run for the third term. Doesn't come on the show anymore because they don't like my comments. regarding what I said about it. He said again today, I'll go on with who I want to go on with. Okay? But I heard a guy with fire in his belly today. And I didn't hear a guy who wants to get out of the race. I heard a guy who was told, get out of the race. Are you with me on that part?
Not necessarily.
Elaborate.
I could absolutely see where he wishes he could run, but at this point says, you know what, it's more important that the DFL hangs onto the seat. And if he actually does read the tea leaves and say it's going to be much easier for Amy Klobuchar, for instance,
yeah,
to win the governorship and keep that in Democratic hands, I can see that's why he would step out, because he doesn't want to be the one that, you know, loses to a Republican for the first time since Tim Pawlenty took the seat.
No doubt, if she comes in, she's an enormous favorite just by history. If he stays in, who knows what else is going to come out? The fraud story's not done. Like Pat Garofalo, who I really like, we've had on the show, he was saying last night on Twitter, well, watch, this story's going to fade away. No chance.
No.
The Republicans are not going to let it fade away. Those of us in the media are not going to let it fade away.
Hopefully the Democrats won't let it fade away either,
they
by the way.
They shouldn't. Dan Rosen, Joe Thompson will not let it fade away. Tom is called in. Tom, you're on. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, thanks very much. You know, it's hard to know succinctly how to sum this up. Ernie sounds like he's 1 month out of office. You know, for a guy that's 91, I just shake my head.
He's unbelievable.
At the clarity and the capacity that this guy has. Let me make just a broader statement here. The problem we have in large part in our state and in this country is that we are not electing people who want to do a job versus those who want a job. And it's no fault of anyone but the electorate. This has become a beauty contest in a sense, in terms of how people run for office. If you take a look at pure competency and you look at Arne Carlson's background, served in the legislature, 10 years of being state auditor, yep, understanding the economic dynamics of how it all works and fits together.
Yep.
And then what I thought was a brilliant 2-year term, turning around over a $1 billion deficit in those days into a surplus. It's remarkable. And yet, where do we find that level of competency today? It's not a knock against Tim Walz or anybody else. They simply lack the background, the instincts, and the courage to do, as already indicated, ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
That's a really good call, Tom. Thank you so much. Call in again.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of what Dean Phillips was saying yesterday with this 2 o'clock hour podcastable. How do we foster a system where it's not just the climbing of the ladder for politicians? And it's not just, here we go, move up, move up. That's why, to a lot of people, the concept of Donald Trump, businessman, willing to shake it up, not beholden to either party, the concept, I repeat before I get the text. Okay?
Very different.
The concept thought, yeah. Well, then he masterfully decided, you know what's the route right now? First, I'm going to start with racism. And I'm going to say Barack Hussein Obama repeatedly, because I'll go with a little Islam there, even though he goes to church every Sunday. Then I'll say, where's his birth certificate? Then I'll kiss up to the evangelicals. Who's more tight with the evangelicals? A man's been married multiple times and dozens of sexual harassments and bullies people. Then I'll turn into anybody with less than white skin as shaky, dubious, criminal, and it resonates. And so the whole concept of different, not beholden to one party's out, because he's now taken master control of the party. That's why Mattel appeals to me, because he has worked with Democrats before. he is absolutely Republican, but he's not going to have to check 19 boxes. And to have other people who are not so extreme to the right or so extreme to the left or just lacking moral character. Think about the three politicians we've had on the last 2 days. Dean Phillips, Tim Pawlenty, and Eric Carlson. They're just high-quality individuals. We need more of those folks throughout our life, including in politics. Jamie, a fellow high-quality individual, is next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jamie is here. It's always a pleasure when Jamie joins us every Tuesday. Like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, a lot going on, a lot of 5 years after the horrible events of January 6th, and also 1 year after the fires where you live in Southern California. And I've read a number of stories the last couple days, and I'm saddened by these stories. I understand how overwhelming it is. I understand how many properties were decimated. I understand we're going to have regulations and red tape. But the amount of people who I'm sure you personally know and then also cover who are still so much up in the air and feel just overwhelmed about where we're headed, tell us what's taking place and what is hopeful for these folks who just would like to have some normalcy back in their life.
I have to say, I think the thing that's come out that's been very surprising to a lot of us is that people have made relatively quick decisions. And I mean in the sense that, these communities the people who lost their homes, you know, it was they were very mixed use properties, right? And like very diverse and very, you know, the age group varied widely. You had young families, you had senior citizens. So depending on what group you kind of fell in, a lot of the senior citizens said, you know what, I don't want to spend my golden years, right, rebuilding. I'm going to sell. And then you had a lot of young families who go, well, I love my community, but if it's going to take 3 years to get us back in a house,
yeah,
I don't want to uproot my kids again in a couple of, if you can't get into the same school, to, you know, depending on where you relocated.
Yeah.
So you have those families who quickly made decisions to sell. And then you had a lot, and then on the other side of things, you had the other side where it's families for generations have been there. They're going to rebuild. There are people who are in, you know, the home building construction business that lived in these communities who immediately said, you know, got their plans in, got their permitting, got their insurance money, and just decided, let's go. You know, and we have stories, hopeful stories of people who were able to get their paperwork and things through and done right away, and were able to get into their houses just a week before Christmas, so just a little less than a year. But there are still others who are years away. So maybe they quickly made the decision, we will rebuild, but they've been tied up with their insurance company or getting, you know, their insurance money, or maybe there's this red tape, or the permitting is different, or, you know, they were in a large condo complex and now only half the condo wants to come back. So I think what I found surprising is how quickly people made decisions.
Yes.
Now the repercussions of those decisions, and you know, the barriers in some cases of being able to move forward, that's the part that's still really tough. I think everyone's looking for hope. You know, there is concern though that these homes and businesses and things that are coming back very quickly, you know, are they using materials that'll be a little bit more resilient? You know, what was the toxicity of the ground? And there's a lot of pushing from the city of Los Angeles to try to get things back to normal before the World Cup, the Super Bowl, the Olympics.
Yeah, all that. Right.
There's still a lot of questions. You know, are we doing this the right way? Should we take a pause? Why does this all have to be happening so quickly? And then on the other hand, why isn't this happening fast enough? So every day, you know, we hear different things. Our station, I appreciate, is committed to telling a story every day of these communities. And tomorrow, marking the 1 year, we will be hosting events in both Altadena and the Pacific Palisades, and just meeting with the community to get a stronger sense of where people really are at emotionally right now.
First of all, that's a tremendous, comprehensive answer, and I appreciate that. Among the folks, in just listening to that, thinking, okay, you're the family, you're having success, you have a couple kids, your home burns down, you want to look ahead and feel like, in an ideal world, we picked Altadena, we picked the Palisades for reason, but can you wait? Can you sit there and say, and then can you say, okay, when is the neighborhood really back to the neighborhood, why we picked it? Why wouldn't it? That's 5, 10, 15 years away. So I wouldn't fault anybody for saying, I can't go there. I just can't go there again.
I will also say, I don't know that these communities will ever be what they were. And I think that has a lot of people, you know, I was talking to a gentleman in the Pacific Palisades. We had talked to him. He had saved his home. But couldn't, it was inhabitable, which happened to a lot of people too. And insurance had to come in, and, you know, smoke damage and testing and all this kind of stuff. So we checked in at the 6 month mark. He just was able to get back into his house at Christmas. And he said, on one hand, it's so wonderful to be back in our home. We're so thrilled to be here and be able to spend Christmas. And at the same time, oh my goodness, none of the businesses are here that I used to frequent.
Right.
None of the restaurants are here. Not my neighbors across the street who all lost their homes, they're not here.
There might be one house, they might have the only house on that street.
Yeah, that happened in many, many instances.
Yeah.
You know, so it is tough. I think what struck me is just thinking back. I mean, to give you an idea, your producer was teasing me a little bit, like, oh, we heard it stopped raining. I think what's really jarring in some ways to someone like myself who covered it but wasn't directly impacted, but, you know, impacted adjacent. We have a number of people in our neighborhood who had to relocate because of the fire to our neighborhood. So I have new neighbors, which are wonderful. But, you know, last year, to give you a sense, at this time last year, we had only gotten for the season 0.16 inches of rain, 0.16. We have now had in some places in Los Angeles between 8 and 12 inches of rain. So these people also are having to worry about
mudslides. Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah that's crazy. Okay, here's another L.A. story where robot cars, the Waymo cars,
which
you know, I'm in. I'm not sure. I got to be honest. When it was icy this morning, would I have been in the Waymo coming from the western suburbs downtown? I might need some other people to test out the icy roads. But if I'm in L.A., I'm in. But the story talked about the number of parents who are putting their kids in Waymos and sending them off to school.
I have two parents in my neighborhood who do this.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
How old is Archie? Is Archie like 11, 10? Where is he, Archie?
Archie's 11.
Okay.
Archie's 11. The parents I'm talking about, their kids are 12 and 13.
Okay. Would you, Jamie Ukas, with your stepson, who you love, who you believe in, who you protect, would you on a regular basis, if your schedules just didn't allow you and Doug or the bus wasn't right there, would you on a regular basis put Archie in a Waymo?
Well, let me first say this as a step parent. I don't have that decision making ability.
Yeah.
So I can take that off the table. It's up to the biological parents, and I'm taking myself out of it. We
you have an opinion, though.
I have an opinion, but we can start a new topic. Stepmom's opinions don't mean anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they do to Doug. I mean, because Doug, you know, but in the decision-making process of a co-parenting household, I am like, I think the dog has more decision-making capabilities than I do some days.
It's a very smart dog, though. I mean,
she knows like 15 tricks now.
Do the Waymo.
We are lucky enough, actually, in our area, a lot of the kids bike to school, and Archie is one who is able to do that or get picked up by a friend or, you know, there's various, we're very close to his school, which is great. So we don't have to do this, but we're in an area, it's very interesting, where people can send their kids to three different school districts. So the kids in our area who are do need transportation on their own. There's not a bus system because they're just out of the, you know, the border, who go to Venice. That's the parents I know send them over. And it's side streets over, right?
Yep,
it's
right.
Not that far. But it's far enough, and it goes through, you know, a couple areas where there can be some homeless population and things like that on the way to the school. Venice is a very good school. So, I don't think there, to be honest, I wouldn't have a problem. I would much rather send a kid in a Waymo than an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah. It's, we're headed that way. It's not that far away. All right. Great info as always. Say hi to your family, and I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Okay. Thank you. Stay warm.
Jamie Ukas. I think she meant stay warm.
Not really.
Not really.
She doesn't have to mean it.
No. 3 weeks.
We're really happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, so happy for you.
Yeah. You're looking forward to, hey, I got to walk outside during the break.
Should be good. Complaining that the pool's a little too chilly.
Yeah, I mean, God, that's awesome.
The sun's a little bit too bright
today.
Man,
I've run out of sunblock. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to be on that date shake. Like white on rice the minute you get off the plane.
Please, for the love of God, someone in the Twin Cities area, start making a great date shake. If I want to take Q this afternoon and get a tremendous date shake, where do I need to go? 651-461-9226. Oh, I'm headed there soon. Sometimes we ask late. Sometimes we ask late because we save it for Jason DeRussia. What is today's bumper music theme? This song is awful, by the way. One of the 10 worst songs of all time. The Final Countdown. What if we played this into your show every day? Would you lose?
I would lose my mind.
Your will to live.
Maybe it would motivate me. Maybe kind of jock jam style, like it sounds
bump
like
the jam. Yeah. Bump it up,
right?
Sorry, back to you.
It's a great tune, not only musically, but because it's what's used in Arrested Development during Job's magic act. Sorry,
that is true.
His act of illusions, not tricks, illusions, and I get a chuckle every time I hear. Because I think it's the greatest comedy of all time.
So is the theme today just songs that make you chuckle?
No, it is not. If you've been paying just a little bit of attention, you would have noticed that all the artists, all the bands today hail from one country. We are celebrating.
Greenland?
Sweden? The World Juniors Champions?
World Junior Champions.
Yes!
We're Swedish dudes today, baby!
Woo!
Did that really happen?
That Sweden won or that? This was the theme?
The event. I mean,
wow.
I see you to pay attention to St. Paul. Mr. St. Paul, can you tell us about it?
It wasn't just in St. Paul. It was in Mariucci. Nice
well,
to pay
understand,
attention.
But I know, we all know St. where Paul? The magic really happened.
I believe the ambassador in chief, our morning host, was quite present.
Yeah.
So.
How about you? Approximately how many events did you participate in?
I would give myself half credit.
Yeah. Because you can see the
because
arena?
I could see. Thank you. I could see the fan fest in Rice Park out my window.
Yeah?
Looked fine.
Does that get him credit?
Half point. Okay. Half credit.
Did Tim?
I'm glad that the people who wanted it got to enjoy it.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Well, all the brain wizards are looking in here like we're about to be yanked off the air for ripping on the World Juniors.
They don't listen.
We have their money already. Who cares?
They got Remy on.
Who cares?
Right now.
It's fine.
Tim Walz, your starter?
He'll call on who he wants to call on.
He's been doing that for a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.